This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein says he is appalled by the apparent collapse of a ceasefire agreement in Aleppo. It was hoped that the agreement would have allowed civilians to evacuate the city, but heavy fighting resumed there on Wednesday. Zayd said the resumption of bombing by the Syrian government forces and their allies on an area packed with civilians is almost certainly a violation of international law and most likely constitutes a war crime. Russia blamed the rebels for breaking the truce, saying they attacked government positions. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said it was government forces who attacked first. Elsewhere, a U.S. general says Islamic State militants captured heavy weapons, possibly including air defense equipment, when they retook the Syrian town of Palmyra. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he personally killed suspected drug traffickers during his two-decade tenure as mayor of the city of Davao. Duterte made the admission Monday during a speech before a group of businessmen, boasting that he would ride around the city on his motorcycle looking for a confrontation so he could kill.
But in Davao, I used to do it personally, just to show to the guys that if I can do it, why can't you?
The admission came amid defense of his crackdown on suspected drug dealers. Since taking office in June, nearly 6,000 people have been killed by police and vigilantes during that time. The Chinese military has apparently erected anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems on artificial islands it has built in the South China Sea. A U.S. research organization says the systems are a prelude to deploying combat aircraft to the disputed territory. For more on these and other news stories, check out our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Central Bank has raised its key U.S. interest rate slightly and says further increases will be coming at a gradual pace. The quarter of a percentage point increase is still low by historic standards. It's the first rate increase in a year. Donald Trump met with leaders of some Silicon Valley companies in what may have been part introduction, part peace summit. The president-elect has had an acrimonious relationship with many of the nation's technology companies. Four Democratic congressmen are calling for U.S. President-elect Donald Trump to divest any stake he holds in the Trump International Hotel in Washington before he takes office in January. They cite a clause in the lease that forbids any elected official from profiting from the hotel. In a letter sent to the General Services Administration, the government agency that owns the property and leases it to Trump, the four Democrats say Trump would violate the lease the minute he is sworn in on Inauguration Day. But GSA denied that the lease provision requires the president-elect to divest his financial interest in the hotel. A new Gallup poll shows Americans are evenly split on the Donald Trump handling of his transition to the White House. 48% approve and 48% disapprove, a lower rating than Trump's three predecessors. His low ratings are largely due to opposition from Democrats. Only 17% of them approve of Trump's transition. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been named the world's most powerful man for 2016 by Forbes magazine. The fourth straight year he has gained that position. The magazine issues its yearly list on Wednesday. Forbes rated U.S. President-elect Donald Trump as the second most powerful. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was listed as third. China's Xi Jinping took fourth and Pope Francis the fifth. Outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama, by the way, dropped from number two last year to 48 this year. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon has condemned the takeover of Gambia's Electoral Commission by security forces. He's calling on them to vacate the building immediately. A statement Wednesday from the Secretary General's spokesman also asked the Gambian military to take no further actions that could jeopardize a peaceful transfer of power in the West African country. Two-thirds of health facilities in Nigeria's Borno State, the center of the Boko Haram insurgency, have either been destroyed or ceased to function. That was the conclusion of a new report issued Wednesday by the World Health Organization. It says at least 35% of medical facilities in the state are completely destroyed. It says this, of the surviving facilities, 31% are not actually functioning. Other health centers are damaged and have no access to uncontaminated water. The report says about 100 temporary health facilities have been set up in Borno State. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.